Efforts continue to put together a broad-based government in Kabul to replace the Taliban. The UN Security Council has adopted a plan that would have an international conference of all Afghan groups set up a transitional administration in the capital. There's wide international agreement that the one unifying Afghan figure for the post-Taliban era is the country's former king, Mohammad Zahir Shah. Aides to the former monarch are expressing concern over this week's move by the Northern Alliance to take control of Kabul. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
There's a mood of restlessness in the lobby of a modest hotel in a Rome residential neighborhood. Men in suits pace the hallway with cell phones glued to their ears. Secretive conversations are interrupted by shouts of joy as word arrives from Afghanistan of another Taliban retreat. Hamid Sadiq, one of the key officials in the ex-king's entourage, says he's just gotten word from royal allies in Kandahar, who are rallying former Taliban supporters around the ex-king.
We are in close contact with him. They are with the tribal leaders together. The people coming from all over Kandahar to them, there are about 2,000-3,000 people around them.
Sadiq says this is a very positive development. It means the Pashtun leaders in southern Afghanistan are worried about the fall of Kabul, and the Northern Alliance claim that their leader Burhanuddin Rabbani is in charge of a transitional administration. Hamid Sadiq says a transitional government can be formed only through a traditional all-Afghan tribal assembly, a Loya Jirga.
In South Afghanistan, the all tribal leaders together, they are calling for the Loya Jirga. They are not accepting any other government. Who's telling them, no, you can't come to Kabul and accept our government? That's unacceptable to the Afghan nation.
The ex-king has been proposing a Loya Jirga to determine Afghanistan's future since the Soviet pullout in 1992. And his idea of a broad-based government is favored by the international community. The Northern Alliance had endorsed the idea. In a formal agreement signed in Rome 5 weeks ago, the Northern Alliance pledged to join with the king to form a Supreme Council of National Unity of about 120 members. But since then, the opposition forces were no-shows at several scheduled follow-up meetings, causing frustration and anger in the ex-king's entourage. The royal aides were particularly dismayed when the Northern Alliance broke its pledge not to enter Kabul.
They have to go with the agreement, which is they signed it with us here. We didn't sit down here for many days for joking. I hope and I'm really hopeful that our friend in Kabul realized the situation and they should not start the mistake, which was happened once in 1992.
It was then, after the Soviet pullout, that Afghanistan's various ethnic warlords turned against each other, leading the country into years of bloody civil strife that ultimately led to the Taliban regime. Over the last 2 months, top-level diplomats from the United States, Europe, and the UN have come to Rome to visit the aging monarch, and a consensus has been reached that he's probably the only man who can unite his people. He's a member of the Pashtun majority, he was a modernizer during his peaceful 40-year reign, and thanks to his absence from his country since he was toppled in a 1973 coup, he's seen as above the political fray. The sudden change of events on the ground has raised the specter of further ethnic clashes. All the more reason, the royal aides claim, for the aging monarch to take center stage. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.